Well, Olympic track and field is underway in Rio. One of the signature events will be the marathon, the grueling 26.2-mile test of speed and endurance. Here and now's Alex Ashlock takes a look now at the men's and women's races.
When the topic is long-distance running, the first country that comes to mind is probably Kenya. So it might surprise you to know that only one Kenyan man has won an Olympic marathon, and no Kenyan woman has ever won gold. But in Rio, Kenyans should be right at the top of the pack. Helen Kiprop and Jemima Sumgong are among the talented African runners to watch in the women's race on Sunday morning, but there are also three Americans in the mix, including Shalane Flanagan. She's looking forward to running the Rio course.
It's great. It's very scenic, a lot of highlights of the city and some really beautiful buildings. We'll be running along the coastline, and so we'll get some good ocean breezes, and it's a beautiful country, so I'm pleased with it.
The men's Olympic marathon is next Sunday, August 21st, and the big favorite there is Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge. He just missed a world record when he won April's London Marathon.
That is the second fastest marathon of all time. Believe me, that's not just a first place. That is a moment of marathon history.
American Galen Rupp will try to make his own history in Rio. He's going for a double, running the 10,000-meter race tomorrow night and the marathon just a week later. Only one runner has ever won both races at the same Olympic Games. Rupp has tons of 10K experience, but he's only run one marathon. That was in the Olympic trials in February, and he won that race.
It's a tremendous honor to be able to represent your country in an Olympic Games, so I'm just thrilled that I was able to, you know, to cross the line in first. It was definitely difficult out there. There were a lot of great competitors, and it was a tough race.
While Galen Rupp is a newbie to the marathon, his teammate Meb Keflezighi is a veteran. He's run more than 20. Keflezighi captured a silver medal at the Olympics in Athens in 2004, but Rio marks his swan song. He's 41 years old, and this will be his fourth and final Olympic appearance.
You know, a thrill of a lifetime, just like it was in Athens, just like it was in New York, just like it was like a Boston. I feel blessed.
Keflezighi is a past winner of the marathons in Boston and New York, and over the years, he's had a friendly competition with this runner.
The biggest thing that I hopefully left with my career was like the sense of we can run with these guys and we should try.
That's Ryan Hall, forced to retire this year because of health issues. But before he stepped off the roads, he did help put American distance running back on the world stage.
Oftentimes people look over on the starting line, they see other African runners, and they're like, I'm not even going to try, you know? But that's the first step, is going for it, putting yourself in it. And I think that's what we'll see in Rio with our Olympic team. Like, they're going to stick their nose in it.
And we'll see how that goes starting Sunday morning when the women set off on their marathon journey on the streets of Rio. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.